Good morning, family. First is Robin speaking.
Yes, hi, my name is Andrew here. Who is my service coordinator?
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you the patient?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name again?
Ham, HAMM.
Okay, you want to know who's your coordinator for the agency or for your insurance?
The agency.
Her name is Valeria.
Valeria.
Yes, I can transfer you right over if you want.
Yes.
All right, give me one second.
Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hey, Valeria. This is Andre Han speaking.
Good morning, Sir Han. How may I help you today?
My agent showed today.
Let me see. Anastasia, did she inform you that she's not going to work today?
No.
Okay. I told her last time to inform to me and to you as patient when she's not gonna work. I told her. She texted me a couple minutes ago that she has to take a familiar to the hospital. She had like an emergency with her familiar.
Yeah.
Do you want me to look at makeup for today?
You say what?
Do you want me to HR team look for a cover up, like a replacement for today?
I would like for like a permanent placement. Because this is not going to work out.
Got it. And did she work it all this week?
She did. But, like you said, the communication level is not where I needed to be because of the way my health condition is right now. It's very, like, critical, and I don't, you know, this cannot be going on because every day I need assistance, and by her not being here to assist me, you know, it makes things a little bit tough. Then I gotta call the agency, then I gotta, you know, try to get another replacement and all that. I just got so much going on right now.
Right. Okay. To look for another caregiver for you takes a couple of days and you cannot be without a caregiver. So if you're agree, what I can do is inform the caregiver Anastasia that that she can continue working until we found another aide for you, another aide that can do her job properly. Is that okay for you? Because you cannot be without aid. I mean, Anastasia is able to work, but she had these situations with her family. So if you're agree,
yeah.
I can let her know to continue working. Maybe
can
Monday.
I get like
Tuesday and until we found another caregiver for you.
Can I get like a temporary replacement until you find somebody?
That'll be difficult because there's not like too much too many caregivers available. All of our aides already are working in a permanent case. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they already have like permanent patients.
What's your email?
My email?
Yes.
Okay, are you gonna write it down?
Yes, I'm gonna write it down.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, V as in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-R.
Okay.
G as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
O, N as in Nancy. A, at family first.
Okay.
H as in home. H as in home. C as in Charles. .com.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you agree to me let know to Anastasia that she will continue working for you until we find another aid?
You say what?
Are you agree to me to advice to Anastasia to continue working until we found another caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I will get in touch with her. Anything else I can help?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, so thank you for keeping me posted. You have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye now.